Republican lawmakers in Tennessee have joined other southern states in debating measures concerning LGBT people. Yesterday, a lawmaker removed from consideration a bill that would have forced transgender students to use bathrooms corresponding to the sex on their birth certificate. But Tennessee lawmakers have already passed legislation that would let faith-based therapists turn away clients based on religious grounds, and LGBT rights groups are urging the state's Republican governor to put a stop to that measure. From here in our contributor, WP. PLN, Chaz Sisk has more.
The name Desmond Child might not ring a bell, but you're almost certainly familiar with his work. In the late 1980s, Child wrote a string of hits for bands like Aerosmith and Bon Jovi. Some casually injected LGBT themes into pop culture at a time when living as an openly gay, lesbian, or transgender person was risky in many parts of the country. Now Child and his husband are raising two boys in Nashville. He fears a backlash in the wake of last summer's Supreme Court ruling on marriage.
They want to hurt and punish them for not conforming to their binary world of good and bad, black and white, boy or girl.
Child is among a handful of celebrities on Nashville's Music Row, urging Tennessee Governor Bill Haslam to stop legislation that opponents say discriminates against the state's small but increasingly visible LGBT community. One measure they're concerned about would let state-certified therapists deny service to clients who run against their sincerely held principles. The fight will have repercussions far beyond Tennessee. The idea that therapists have to treat everyone is part of the code of ethics for the American Counseling Association. Tennessee is one of 22 states where that code has the force of law. Therapists who break the rules could lose their license. Faith-based counselors say the rules are unfair. David Fowler, a lobbyist with the state affiliate of Focus on the Family, explains.
And just like we have seen florists and bakers and photographers who said, I can't participate and use my artistic skills in a wedding, there are counselors who would say, I can't use my skills to help you achieve certain purposes.
Few faith-based counselors have stepped forward to protest the rules publicly. Fowler says they fear being sued, but he points to cases in Georgia and Michigan where counselors have been punished for not wanting to work with LGBT clients. Fowler's now working with colleagues in other states to bring the same issue up in their legislatures.
Essentially, the government is saying you have to affirm certain things. Words of affirmation are words of speech. This, to me, is more about government-compelled speech than it is about freedom of religion.
This legislation is unnecessary and is an infringement of the government on a profession that is capable of governing itself.
Pete Wilson is a licensed therapist in Tennessee. He also runs the counseling program at Trevecca Nazarene, a Christian university in Nashville. He says most of his colleagues, even fellow evangelicals, oppose the bill that would let therapists turn away LGBT people seeking counseling. Wilson has been lobbying against the measure. So is Renee McLaughlin. She's a surgeon and the senior medical director for Cigna Tennessee, the insurance company.
I think it's a cop-out. I think we all have firmly held beliefs that we need to separate from our ability to effectively manage and help our patients.
McLaughlin is also transgender. She began living as a woman full-time 3 years ago. The change has not gone easy on her or her family.
So I have a 21-year-old daughter who we're working through this life-changing event for her, and I have a 23-year-old son who also we are... We're continuing to grow together with this new reality.
Both children have sought counseling as they deal with her transition. McLaughlin worries the measure now before the governor could embolden some therapists to turn them away. For Here and Now, I'm Chaz Sisk in Nashville.